Good afternoon, this is Akashvani and I am Anubha Rohatgi with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaches Laos to participate in ASEAN India and East Asia summits in Vientiane, receives warm welcome upon arrival from members of Indian diaspora. Legendary industrialist Ratan Tata's mortal remains kept at NCPA in Mumbai for people to pay their respects. Last rites to be performed in Worli later today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah calls on Indian industries to increase their scale and size. Durga Puja celebrations begin with religious fervor across country, especially East India. In Arctic Open badminton, Kiran George and Lakshya Sen to play their men's singles pre-quarterfinals in Finland today. And in Women's T20 World Cup, Bangladesh to take on the West Indies in Group B fixture at Sharjah this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Vientiane in Lao PDR this afternoon on a two-day visit. Upon arrival, the Prime Minister was welcomed by Minister of Home Affairs of Lao PDR, Vilaiwong Buddhakam. The Indian diaspora welcomed Mr. Modi at the hotel. Later, Mr. Modi witnessed Laotian Ramayan performance, Palak Palam or the Pralak Praram. This is the Lao adaptation of the ancient epic Ramayan, as it is popularly known in Southeast Asia. During the first day of his visit today, the Prime Minister will participate in the 21st ASEAN-India Summit. He will also hold bilateral meetings with member countries and participating nations. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to attend the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane during his visit. Earlier in his departure statement, the Prime Minister highlighted the importance of India's Act East policy. He said he will join the ASEAN leaders to review progress in the comprehensive strategic partnership and chart the future direction of cooperation. He said the East Asia Summit will provide an opportunity to deliberate on the challenges to peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. A huge crowd of admirers has gathered at the National Centre for Performing Arts, NCPA, in Mumbai to pay their respects to the renowned industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata, who breathed his last at the age of 86 at a hospital in Mumbai last night. His mortal remains are being kept at the NCPA lawns until 4:30 p.m. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and others have expressed their condolences on the demise of the renowned businessman and philanthropist. Union Minister Amit Shah will attend the funeral in the evening. More from our Mumbai correspondent.
At the National Centre for Performing Arts, thousands of admirers paid their respects to Ratan Tata. Dignitaries including Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar, Minister of Industries Uday Samant, NCP SP Supremo Sharad Pawar, former Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray, RBI Governor Shaktikant Das, industrialist Kumar Mangalam Birla have visited to honour him. The atmosphere here is gloomy as crowds of all ages including Tata Group employees wait to bid farewell to their beloved leader. His final rites are scheduled to take place at the Worli Crematorium this evening. Mr. Tata, who passed away yesterday at the age of 86 in a Mumbai hospital, was instrumental in transforming the Tata Group into a globally recognized conglomerate. The Maharashtra government has declared today a day of mourning, cancelling all government events. During a cabinet meeting, Chief Minister Eknath Shinde tabled a motion of condolence and proposed that the central government confer the Bharat Ratna, India's highest civilian award, on Mr. Tata. Ankit Apte, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Paying tributes to industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata, Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said he played a huge role in making the Tata Group a beacon for Indian industry. Mr. Shah said Ratan Tata was a respected industrialist, not just in India, but in the world. He said under the leadership of Ratan Tata, the Tata Group did a lot of work in many other areas, including education and cancer treatment.
आज श्री रतन टाटा जी हमारे साथ नहीं रहे हैं परंतु उन्होंने जो लेगेसी छोड़कर जा रहे हैं वो लंबे समय तक देश के औद्योगिक क्षेत्र में काम करने वाले नेतृत्व करने वाले सभी लोगों के लिए पथदर्शक बनेगी रास्ता बताती रहेगी इसका मुझे भरोसा है मैं आज ईश्वर से प्रार्थना करता हूं कि उनकी आत्मा को परम शांति अर्पण करने का काम करें.
The Home Minister said this while addressing the 119th annual session of the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry in New Delhi. He asked industries in the country to increase their scale and size. Mr. Shah said companies have to dream big and make it global. He said the chambers and industries need to come together to make this dream possible.
स्थिरता ही है जो नीतियों में भी सातत्य लाती है, स्थिरता ही है जो विचारों में भी सातत्य लाती है और स्थिरता ही है जो विकास में भी सातत्य लाती है। 10 साल तक इतने बड़े देश अनेक समस्याओं से मुक्त करकर तीसरी बार देश की जनता ने मोदी जी को आशीर्वाद दिया और मोदी जी तीसरी बार प्रधानमंत्री बनकर आज देश का नेतृत्व कर रहे हैं, हम सब के लिए बहुत आनंद का विषय है।
Mr. Shah said across the world's democracies, there appears to be a crisis of trust and consistent leadership is rarely seen in democracies around the globe. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has emphasized that Indian cinema, with its vast linguistic and cultural diversity, has long played a pivotal role in fostering unity across the nation. In an article, Mr. Vaishnav said, cinema remains a powerful tool in strengthening the vision of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat, uniting the nation through stories that celebrate its diversity and shared future. A report.
Quoting legendary filmmaker Satyajit Ray, who once said that cinema speaks a universal language, Mr. Vaishnav highlighted the medium's ability to bridge divides. He said that Indian cinema transcends regional and linguistic boundaries, evoking shared emotions and experiences. The minister said that from Raj Kapoor's timeless Sri Charsobis to Mani Ratnam's Roja, Indian films have touched hearts across the country regardless of language. Films in languages such as Haryanvi, Malayalam and Kannada were honoured, reflecting the vast cultural tapestry of India. With Bhupendra's report, Aishwarya Rainigam, News Desk.
The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has launched the TeleManas app and video call facility on the occasion of the World Mental Health Day in New Delhi today. During the event, the World Health Organization WHO TeleManas assessment report and a self-care module for employees was also launched. The theme of this year is Mental Health at Work, which highlights the critical connection between mental health and the workplace. The ministry also celebrated 2 years of the TeleManas helpline. Additional Secretary in the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Aradhana Patnaik, highlighted the need for solutions to tackle the mental stress at the workplace. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Durga Puja festival is being celebrated with religious fervor across the country, particularly in eastern states like West Bengal, Assam, Tripura and Odisha. In West Bengal, a large number of devotees are gathering in pandals across the state to have a glimpse of the goddess idol. A report.
Today is Saptami of Durga Puja. People across West Bengal are busy in pandal parikrama. In Kolkata, special bus and train services are being run by the authorities. Puja pandals and neighbors are decorated with beautiful lights. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Our Assam correspondent reports that almost all puja committees across the state have designed the makeshift Durga Puja pandals with various motives and themes to attract people and disseminate constructive messages. Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma visited multiple puja pandals in Guwahati and sought the blessings from the mother goddess and prayed for peace and prosperity of the people of the state. More in this report.
The Durga Puja committees have depicted various themes during the making of puja pandals in Assam, including recent recognition of Assamese as classical language, Harappa civilization and Jagannath temple, among other issues. Over 400 puja have been organized in Guwahati city alone. Devotees thronged puja mandap since early this morning to seek blessings of Ma Durga. The devotional music accompanied by eye-catching lighting and decoration has made the environment extremely delightful. Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma is also visiting multiple puja pandals in Guwahati city today. Manas Patim Sarma, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi prayed to Goddess Mahagauri on the 8th day of Navratri today, seeking the well-being of all devotees. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished for prosperity and happiness in the lives of all her devotees. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda will arrive in Kolkata today. He will visit Belur Math and participate in Durga Puja celebrations. Later in the day, Mr. Nadda will go to the Santosh Mitra Square Durga Puja Pandal. He will also attend an event on Bengali language. Bengali was given the status of classical language recently. In Uttarakhand, the portals of the renowned Sikh pilgrimage site Hemkund Sahib, located in the Chamoli district, was officially closed for the winter season today, following traditional customs. A large gathering of devotees attended the ceremony. The final ardas was performed at the noon. Additionally, the doors of the Lakshman Lokpal temple were also closed today for winter. In badminton, India's Kiran George and Lakshya Sen have advanced to the men's singles pre-quarterfinals of the Arctic Open 2024 in Vantaa, Finland. Kiran defeated world number 25 Wang Zhuwei of Taiwan 23-21, 21-18, while Sen's opponent Rasmus Gamke of Denmark gave him a walkover in the opening round. In women's singles, India's Malvika Bansod, Unnati Huda and Akarshi Kashyap have also progressed to the round of 16 and will be in action today. Malvika will face Ratanchok Intanon of Thailand and Unnati will lock horns with Michelle Lee of Canada, while Akarshi Kashyap will face Han Yue of China. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup cricket today, Bangladesh will take on the West Indies in a Group B match at Sharjah. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. IST. Last night, Indian women registered their biggest ever margin of victory in T20 World Cup history, beating Sri Lankan women by 82 runs in a Group A match at Dubai. Opting to bat first, Indian openers Shefali Verma and Smriti Mandhana added 98 runs in 77 balls. While Shefali scored 43 in 40 balls, Smriti made 50 in 38 balls. Indian captain Harmanpreet Kaur's 52 runs in 27 balls took India to a strong total of 172 runs. In reply, Sri Lanka crumbled under relentless pressure, succumbing to India's fierce bowling attack and were all out for 90 runs in 19.5 overs. The 38th National Games will be held in Uttarakhand from 28th January to 14th of February next year. The complete program for the National Games will be unveiled during the General Assembly meeting of the Indian Olympic Association set for the 25th of this month. In addition to the National Games, Uttarakhand will also host the Winter National Games. During a recent meeting in New Delhi, Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami met with Indian Olympic Association President Dr. P.T. Usha. The Chief Minister assured that Uttarakhand is fully prepared to host the Games, emphasizing that the event will be organized on a grand scale. He also highlighted the commitment to providing excellent facilities to athletes and visitors. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest gains amid positive global cues today. At 2 p.m, BSE Sensex gained 199 points or 0.2% to be at 81,666, and the Nifty 50 was at 25,021 with a marginal rise of 39 points or 0.1%. Meanwhile, the broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange was trading mixed. The mid-cap index fell 0.4% while the small-cap index was nearly 0.5% up when reports last came in. The central government released tax devolution of over 1,78,000 crore rupees to state governments today, according to the Finance Ministry. An advance installment was released in view of the upcoming festive season and to enable states to accelerate capital spending and finance their development and welfare-related expenditure. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Konkan, Goa and central Maharashtra during the next 2 days. The IMD has also predicted heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka during the week. And before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaches Laos to participate in ASEAN, India and East Asia summits in Vientiane. Receives warm welcome upon arrival from members of Indian diaspora. Legendary industrialist Ratan Tata's mortal remains kept at NCPA in Mumbai for people to pay their respects. Last rites to be performed in Worli later today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah calls on Indian industries to increase their scale and size. Durga Puja celebrations begin with religious fervor across the country, especially East India. In Arctic Open Badminton, Kiran George and Lakshya Sen to play their men's singles pre-quarterfinals in Finland today. And in Women's T20 World Cup, Bangladesh to take on West Indies in a Group B fixture at Sharjah this evening. And that, with that, we end the midday news.